You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
The Mind Aware, 330.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, everyone. This is Dana Wild, and welcome to the Mind Aware. How are you doing today? This is a special Dana Rants episode. Let me explain what a Dana Rants episode is, because I know we've got a lot of new listeners these days. When I use the word rants, I mean positive rant, right? You know, what is a rant anyway? Most of the time we use it, it's about taking a small idea, usually a complaint, right? And complaining about it so much and working up so much negative emotion that you blow it up into kind of a big feeling, a big negative feeling. Well, this is just the opposite of that. It's the same but different. Here's how it's the same. It's the same. You're taking a small feeling and you're blowing it up, but it's the small feeling that's positive. Getting yourself fired up, changing a story, turning it around. We're going to talk more about that because we had a really good question come in through the Dana Rants form. And for those of you that don't know where that is, that's at danawild.com/rants. danawild.com/rants. If you head over there, you're going to see a form that you can fill out. And when you fill out that form, it's going to give you the option to kind of say, like, this is the situation in my life I want to change. I want to change my thinking about it. What I've done to change my thinking. How can I start to shift my thinking? And so on. It's always anonymous, by the way, but we ask your name because if you happen to be a member of Train Your Brain U, then you go to the front of the line in the list of being on the show. And such is the case today. We have a member of Train Your Brain U who wrote in. I think this is something that probably affects a lot of people. That's why I was really excited to be able to do this episode when this came in. So if you do fill out that form, just know that I will never say your name live and on the air, but we need to know because we need to verify that you are a member of Train Your Brain U. Let me tell you what came in today. I think you'll find it interesting. What one problem would you like to solve now? That was the question. And the answer was how to prioritize my business tasks. My business would be so much better if I could fix this one thing. And the answer was to do the task faster. I get distracted by Facebook, other people messaging me for things. I drop what I'm working on to get others taken care of. What have I tried already? I've tried, and this is the person writing, turning off Facebook, working offline, setting a timer. Okay, all sorts of action things, right? We're going to talk about that. Other information you need. Here's the answer to that. I have ADHD bad. I seem to take almost twice as long as most people to do the same thing. Great info, right? And anybody identified, do you feel like you suffer from shiny object syndrome where something goes off and you want to follow it? It's like squirrel, right? So one of the things that I like to think about and I try to remember about when I open my own email, when you open your email, always remember that what you're looking at is a big list of people who want to tell you how to spend your time, okay? Instead of living your life proactively and realizing that ideally what you want is you want to be living a life where you're determining how you want to spend your time, right? Okay, So let's get into this and let's talk about this, because this is really something that affects a lot of people. So one of the things we talk about with Train Your Brain is that the story is not the story. The problem is not the problem, right? The problem is not the problem. What the real problem is that I keep thinking about and I keep talking about the problem. So such is the case here. There's a belief that this person is holding that says there's only one way to be productive. And the only way to be productive is to be the type of person who's one of these time chunking type people. So they're a time chunker. They schedule out every minute of their day. They start their day. They follow this list and they work for an hour on that project. Then they work for an hour on this project, or they spend half a day on this and half a day on that. And then at the end of the day, they go, good for me. I stuck to my schedule and I finished everything. And the idea is that that's the face of productivity. There's only one way to be productive. There's only one way to get work done. Therefore, I'm ADHD, so that's a bad thing. So I can't be successful while I also have ADHD. Okay? So think about that. We have in our brains, I know you heard me say it every single day, and I'm never going to stop. We have in our brains a reticular activating system. This part of our brain is a matchmaker that stands at attention, listening to every word we say, every word we think, and matching up the outside world. So what it's matching is it's matching this idea that I can't be successful until I change this, right? Think about that. Think about all the things, and this goes for everybody, not just ADHD, but think about all the things that we think the picture of success looks like. You have to have a clean desk. You have to be organized. You have to be not a procrastinator. I can't be successful because I'm a procrastinator, because I'm disorganized, because I'm ADHD. So I want you to really give this some thought, because we accept what we hear 100% without question, and we think of that as the truth. And then we feel guilty that we're not following that truth, whatever that truth is. So all these truths that float around, you need to live stream, you should be on Pinterest, Facebook isn't giving you any traction anymore. All of these things that we tell ourselves over and over again, and we accept them fully as truth. So let's examine this specific one that's going around right now. Right now, there's this big myth going around about you losing time when you switch tasks. You're losing time when you switch tasks, and so therefore you can't be successful if you lose time. So the idea is lost time is bad, right? So let me go back to a time when I was a waitress, right? Many years ago, I was a waitress, and I love being a waitress. And I was actually a very good waitress because I like people. I like being of service. It was fun. There was a lot of tasked to do a lot of different things, and hence comes to my point. When you look at a really good waitress, and do this next time you're in a restaurant, you see somebody that is a good waitress, somebody who is really in what I like to call the flow. Thank you, Mihail, for your book called Flow. That state of flow where you are just feel like you've lost time, like it's an art form, like you're in your element and you're feeling good. Well, a waitress who's really in the flow is switching tasks every 10 seconds, right? She's going and she's realizing the exact time certain people need water and other people need their ticket and the next person needs a different food, and she's remembering a million things, and she's seating people, sometimes bussing tables, right? Depends on the kind of restaurant. So waitresses are the epitome of task switching. Every few seconds there's task switching. But yet, they're so productive. They get in the flow. It gets really easy because they're moving here and they're moving there. So the problem is not the problem. The problem is that I keep thinking about and talking about the problem. The problem is not that you stop to check your email. The problem is that you beat yourself up about stopping to check your email or stopping to be on Facebook. We want to look at, I have to fix things. I have to fix this. I have to fix this. The way I am is not okay. I have to fix this because I can't be successful unless I fix this. And I would disagree that the way you are is not okay, or the action you're taking is not okay, or the things that you're doing are not okay. Because the reality is, you do not grow your business from the action you take. You do not grow your business from the doing. And I know that that's a very radical statement, but I promise you without a shadow of a doubt that if you line up 100 people against the wall who are at the very upper echelons of any niche and ask them, what did you do to get there? You will get 100 different answers. They will all have different methods for having brought them to the top. They will all have done different things, but the one thing they will have in common is the way they think. They all think differently. And part of that is not beating yourself up about who you are or how you are in the world. And instead, I would suggest that you take the thing that you think is your biggest negative, and instead of trying to wrap yourself into, what do we got here? Working offline, setting a timer, turning off Facebook, you know, time chunking, trying to force my square peg into a round hole and schedule my day out. What a miserable way to build a business. Who wants a job like that? I left jobs like that. I didn't want to sit and adhere to a schedule. I'm unemployable. I'm unemployable for that very reason. So rather than trying to take action to change this particular issue, what I would suggest is you actually instead try to tell a new story. Try to train your brain. And let me take that word try out there. Instead, just do it. Train your brain. And I'm going to tell you how. I'm going to give you the exact words that you can start to say right now in just a minute after the break. I'm going to take 1 second and check in with our Facebook audience first, make sure that I'm coming through just fine. This is Dana Wild with The Mind Aware. If you are here live on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific time on Facebook, I am here doing shows, and occasionally on Wednesdays too, as is the case in this particular case. So come on over and sign up. You'll see that we pre-schedule our shows. You can get a reminder, and you can be in the audience and asking questions and engaging. I'd love to hear from you. And so I will come right back, and I will give you a really good rant and some news about how to train your brain in 1 second. Be right back.
What's going on with you? You seem so up all the time, and your business is on fire. What are you doing?
I started Train Your Brain U. It's the only program for entrepreneurs that addresses mindset and business growth strategies. The idea behind the program is that when you feel good, you act great, and it's awesome. You can check it out at trainyourbrainu.com, and that's trainyourbrainu, the letter U, .com.
Is it expensive? Seriously, it's like you're a whole different person.
It's only $1 a day, and you get all the latest tools to help you stay positive and grow your business. You would love it.
Where do I go again?
TrainYourBrainU.com. That's TrainYourBrainU, the letter U, .com. Check it out today.
Hi, this is Dana Wild, and welcome back to The Mind Aware. It's good to have you here. You know, we're talking about having traits like ADHD or procrastination or not being an extrovert or being disorganized or all those things that we think we need to change in order to be successful. And I would like to suggest very strongly that you don't need to change any of those things. You can be successful no matter what, exactly like you are. What's my proof? Look at all the people who are successful. Do you think any of them are procrastinators? Do you think any of them are disorganized? Right? Do you think any of them have ADHD? I mean, of course, lots of them do all of those things. So the idea here is to start making your style working for you based on how you think, because your brain will support you no matter what you say. It will support you in creating the outside world that you want. The outside world matches the inside world. Your reticular activating system sifts through the mucky muck. It finds exactly what you need to know based on how you think. The good waitress says to herself, I'm a good waitress. I know how to do this. I service people really easily. So what happens is the reticular activating system, looking at the world outside, picks and sees so easily the people who need service exactly when they do, and the waitress gets into the flow and does it, right? Okay, so This person in particular is saying, it takes me twice as long to do the same thing that other people do. I get distracted. I try to force myself to focus. So what I would like to suggest to this person who wrote in is starting today, you start intentionally practicing a new story in your head. So what that means is you are the only one that can think in your head. And when you hear me speak this word, then this word, then this word, you are focused on just that word. So you can do the same thing for yourself. You can intentionally think a thought in your head and practice thinking a thought over and over again. And some of them are going to feel more believable than others. And that's okay. You're playing around with it. You're practicing a new story. Practice it when you're loading the dishwasher. Practice it when you're sitting at a stoplight and are like, okay, I'm sitting here not thinking about anything very interesting. Practice it when you're walking or you have some downtime. Anytime you kind of notice that, like, okay, I'm just sitting here thinking of my grocery list, I could be practicing my new story. If it helps, set a timer on your phone or put some post-it notes up that give you a reminder to practice the new story. Because it doesn't take much. It really just takes, honestly, a few minutes a day of starting to shift this. And within 72 hours, you'll start to see your reticular activating system kick in. Okay, and you'll start to see evidence that it's working. So the new story that you can practice, and find the wording that works for you, but it would sound something like this. Okay, this is very interesting what Dana's saying, and I can buy that. I never thought about that with regards to the waitress and the multitasking. And I like the idea that I can think in my own head, and I can think about the thing that I thought was a problem and instead start to think of it as a benefit. Because I do know I've had those moments when I've been in the flow, and I do know that I've been beating myself up about being distracted or having ADHD, but I've never really looked at the benefits of it before. Like, I've never thought that maybe during that time when I'm surfing on Facebook, I'm giving my mind a break and allowing my mind to let the ideas assimilate that I was working on before and allowing them to rise. Maybe I come up with brilliant ideas because I allow my mind to not focus every minute of every day. Maybe being productive isn't about focusing your brain and staying completely fixated on a problem and solving a problem. Maybe being brilliant and being productive has to do with being open focused in your mind, allowing your mind to see the big picture, allowing your mind to wander, allowing yourself to daydream. Maybe that's what the really successful people do. And maybe, in fact, I have that exact skill naturally. Maybe part of the reason why I've been labeling myself ADHD is the reality is I'm kind of a daydreamer, and I think big, and I see the big picture, and maybe I've been putting myself down for the very thing that will come up with my next brilliant idea for how to market my business. And maybe this idea that you need to just stay focused and work 8 hours a day is a bunch of BS anyway. Maybe the reality is that you can just focus for little pockets of time and be wildly successful. I mean, Dana always talks about just doing a 50-minute work session or a 50-minute work day. Why can't I do that? I mean, I can talk about being distracted, but I can certainly focus for small pockets of time, and maybe that's all it takes. Maybe it's okay if I allow myself to daydream and wander and go on to the next thing. Maybe I can start to think of it as my personal flow, and rather than judge myself on what I'm doing, I'm going to start to be more aware of what I'm thinking and how I'm feeling. So it's not that I go and go on Facebook that's the problem. It's that I go on Facebook and feel bad. So now what I like is I'm getting better at realizing that it's about feeling good in every moment. I'm getting good at feeling good in every moment. I'm starting to be more aware in every moment. And if I catch a moment where I'm feeling stressed or bad or overwhelmed or I'm beating myself up, I just say, hey, good, I'm aware. That's cool. I'm so glad I caught that, because now I can start to train my brain to feel better, and I can get back in that good feeling place, and I can get back in the flow, because being in the flow is what being productive is. Being productive doesn't have to do with setting up a schedule that's so rigid I can't adhere to it. That's crazy. Being in the flow, being productive, has to do with being in my gifts and feeling that connectivity to being happy and feeling good and moving from one thing to the next effortlessly. And I'm already doing that. I already know how to do that. So the thing I'm going to give up, my New Year's resolution, is to give up beating myself up about it. I'm just going to feel good and relax and enjoy my life and realize that I'm perfect just like I am, and I'm getting there already. I'm already doing it. I'm already on my way. Things are working out for me. I'm learning more and more every day. I'm part of this brain training world, and I can see the shifts I'm making, and it's so easy because I don't even have to change a thing. I'm doing it right now. And that is a rant. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed that. Remember, if you want to shift your thinking on something and you're looking for some ideas on how to do it, head on over to danawild.com/rant, and you can fill out the form and submit it, and we will get you on the show. You see this big barrel for the benefit of the people in the Facebook audience? You can see I've got a big raffle drum behind me. That's where the requests go. You might be drawn, and if you happen to be a member of Train Your Brain U, remember, you go to the front of the line, so please submit whatever you like. I'd love to address it. It's so nice that we're in this together, isn't it? I mean, I'm thankful every single day to be able to play with a whole group of people who actually get it. You know, you totally get that mindset matters most. It's the most important thing. If you want to be successful, don't listen to the peanut gallery that's out there telling you have to do more, or you have to do this thing, or I'm panicked because I need a website and I can't promote my business without a website, or I have to be doing this or charging that or on this social media platform or that one. Don't listen to all that. That's all stress-inducing. Instead, realize that you're already doing it. You're already getting it. It's working for you. Day by day, step by step, one foot in front of the other, feel good about what you're doing. Feel good. Make your feeling good your primary focus, because when you feel good, you naturally take the next logical step. You naturally take the next move that you need to take. You naturally are in the flow. You can handle everything that comes your way. So feeling good is the most important thing you can do to build your business, and that's what we do here at the Mind Aware. We want you to come here, start your day with the Mind Aware, because after you feel good, then you act great, right? So you've totally got this. You have totally got this. And I am so happy to be in this with you. Go out there, have some fun, be aware today, practice your rants, come back and tell me about it, because yes, you do. You've got this. See you soon, okay? Bye, everybody.
You name it, you claim it, and suddenly,
I don't really deserve this much air, so I'm going to hold my breath so that other people can have more air. You know what a badass your inner critic is, right?
I say stop being a wussy and just do it.
I'm going to breathe a bunch of air today and save it up, because I may need some more air at a later date.
Emotions, any emotion, energy in motion, they need to move.